Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
On this day, 20 years ago, September 10th, 246 people went to sleep in preparation for their morning flights. 2,606 people went to sleep in preparation for work in the morning. 343 firefighters went to sleep in preparation for their morning shift. 60 police officers went to sleep in preparation for morning patrol. 8 paramedics went to sleep in preparation for the morning shift. None of them saw past 10 a.m. September 11, 2001. In one single moment, life may never be the same. As you live and enjoy the breaths you take today and tonight before you go to sleep in preparation for your life tomorrow, kiss the ones you love, snuggle a little tighter, and never take one second of your life for granted. That quote's unknown. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful, transformative, awakening planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio, and today we are talking about the 20th anniversary of 9/11. We have a very special guest, a dear friend and a colleague that's going to be joining us who has a personal account of 9/11. And today we're going to be talking about how listening to his intuition literally saved his life and put him on a course correction and a completely different trajectory of where he would have been going if he would have gotten on that train. So it's going to be a very special hour as we talk about 9/11, the anniversary 20 years later, and what the world has been since then. And we're going to be talking before 9/11, during 9/11, and after 9/11 with our special guest, Reg, today. And I'll bring him in just a few minutes here. I just want to read a little bit more about his journey. But if you're just joining us live, thank you to all of our inspired listeners all around the globe. We appreciate you. We are humbled that you're listening into today's live show. If you do miss the live show, you can always catch us through the Om Times Radio archives. You can catch us through the major podcasting platforms, whatever your favorite podcasting platform is, whether it's YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, Deezer. We're now on Spotify, so you can always catch the past seasons of Inspired Living Radio, where every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, we try to bring you inspiration, knowledge, encouragement, motivations for the journey, whether you're on a spiritual journey or just the physical life journey. As we like to say, be inspired, inspire others, inspire before we expire. You can always listen to the live show at the Global Player at Om Times Radio, or you can go over to marklanehart.com, where I have a section of Inspired Living Radio with the Global Player. You click on that Global Player, and that's what I love about internet radio, guys, is you can listen to the show from anywhere around the planet on any device, no password, no username, no membership, no BS. And that's what I love about doing this show. So if you're here in the United States, we start at 12 p.m. Pacific. If you're on the East Coast, it's 3 p.m. Eastern. And I know that we have people all around the world. It's 8 p.m. in London. Give a shout out to my friends and colleagues in London. Friends in Chicago, it's 2 p.m. If you're in Rome, it's 9 p.m. If you're in Hawaii, it's 10 a.m. So thanks for joining and thanks for listening in. And let's talk about today's show, remembering 9/11, the 20th anniversary. Never forget. Never forget how that, in that one moment, life changed for many, many people, for all of us, really, for the world. And Reg is going to come on here and talk about this journey, and this is something that he's never really talked about. So I'm honored and I'm humbled that he has chosen to come on Inspired Living Radio to share his messages of transformations and hope and healing and what he experienced and what he still experiences today that actually contributes to the gifts that Reg brings to this world. Just a little bit about Reg. I seek to use my gifts of sensitivity to help and to guide you. As a youth through young childhood, my sensitivity was a gift that I viewed as a burden. I was keenly aware of others' feelings and energies without understanding why this was happening. In my early life, leading through my 30s, I encountered many hardships which only sharpened my ability to listen to that which was both spoken and unspoken. Throughout my adulthood, life afforded me many achievements. These milestones were materialistic, but ultimately unrewarding. I had a profound awakening and understanding of a deeper spiritual path that opened up before me. Along this deep spiritual journey, I became aware of three angelic messengers providing me with guidance and insight. My angelic guides have deepened my awareness of a greater spiritual consciousness, and through their insight, I was able to understand and develop my intuitive gift of helping others on their life journey. I invite you to allow me to join you on your journey. Through a conversation with you, we will discover the meaning of your signs and symbols. My gifts of sensitivity, mediumship, and intuitive dialogue will enlighten you to discover the meaning of your signs and symbols. And if you want to learn more about Reg, he is getting ready to officially launch his website, and you can find that at signsofascending.com. I love that. That's signsofascending.com. And welcome, Reg, to Inspired Living Radio for your very first live podcast. Welcome, my friend.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thanks for joining us today to talk about this journey, this event that you went through. So let's just, start about, before 9/11, some of the things that you were starting to experience there in New York. You lived in New York, you worked at the tower, and let's just talk about, how the day unfolded and what you were feeling as you were making your way to the World Trade Centers that day.
Well, like most people, we are consumed about waking up, working, connecting with friends, moving throughout the day, trying to make the best of it, early riser. And that day was a little bit different. Not paying attention to surroundings, just getting ready, heading to work, thinking about my day, and catching an early train. It was always the express train into the towers. And that was the beginning of my day. But it was a little bit different. 20 years, I'm thinking about how I was feeling and what the steps that unfolded that pretty much shaped everything and changed my life both mentally and spiritually.
So on September 11th, what specific things occurred the morning of September 11th that revealed these signs to avoid this upcoming event that, had been in our consciousness because people were having dreams about planes flying into buildings. There was little kids drawing pictures of buildings. What were some of your signs for the listening audience that you'd like to share today?
Well, I remember the night before, because usually I just like to walk around in my local neighborhood. And I just remember there was a calmness that settled over the city. I don't think I recognized that feeling before. And then just waking up the next day, there was some anxiousness going on and being really sensitive. You tend to pick up on people's energies, the anxiousness, the agitation, especially rushing to work and rushing to a train and doing rush hour. I just remember for the first time, when I look back, I don't recall seeing the same faces I see on the train. I don't recall hearing the same conversations. But I just remember, and that's because a lot has happened over 20 years. But, that in my mind, there was a stillness, some type of a quietness waiting for the train station. And just, waiting on that train deck, I just remember the first express train coming in, and usually I just jump on it and just, focus on myself and get ready for the day. But someone whispered on my right side, don't get on that train. So I kind of ignored it because I thought maybe it was somebody who was on the phone standing behind me. And when I looked behind myself or to the right of me, there was no one there. And I just thought maybe I just overheard a conversation of people passing, kind of just ruled it out, you know, analytically, just saying, chalking it up to me eavesdropping on someone's conversation. The train came by and I heard that voice again. And at that point, I just kind of took a pause. I didn't know what was happening because there was pretty much no one standing behind me. And that happened a couple of times. The express train runs every, you know, couple of minutes. And I just remember I started feeling a little bit anxious, and I started, you know, going inside myself, trying to understand, it's just a normal day. Why am I feeling like this? And I just remember staring at the people on the train, and I didn't get on it, you know. Three trains passed by, and for me, I just kind of listened to that voice and taking a step back away from the boarding zone of the trains.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beginning of me listening to obviously something greater than me. And three trains had passed, and I decided to take a different train line into the city, which would have been a longer route.
And for our listening audience, what tower and what floor would you have gone to on that day if you would have got on that first train?
Well, if anyone's familiar with the city, and I'm sure everybody is, the train line ran underneath the train towers, which gave you access to both Tower 1 and Tower 2, which is pretty much a melting pot of people, vendors, stores, commuters of all ages. It was just a community stop for people throughout the day. But, you know, on this particular day, I just took a different train line away from the World Trade Tower line. So, you know, it's a little bit revealing. But in the midst of it, you just don't think about it. You just kind of say, chalk it up to saying, okay, maybe I should take another train line, and I did.
And what tower do you usually work in? What floor?
The company that I worked in was on the Tower 1, 81st floor. Yeah.
So Tower 1, 81st floor. And that day on September 11th, hearing that voice, Reg, how would you describe the voice that... voice that kept repeating, "Don't get on the train." Female voice, male voice. How would you describe it to our listeners?
It was a male voice. It was very calming, almost like a whisper, a light shrug, just something like a comforting, graceful arm telling you to step back.
That's powerful. And you had talked about that your story today is understanding your purpose in life following such a tragedy. And a lot of our guests of the show of Inspired Living Radio have had very similar experiences, myself included, where I'm really on the radio today because of the traumas and the tragedies, or what I recall, or what I coin is the TNT that literally blew my life up with the murder of my brother, and then 3 days later, the diagnosis of my older brother with terminal brain cancer. And losing both brothers in a matter of, you know, a week. And I think that the tragedies and the traumas that we go through reveal to us a higher consciousness, a higher power, whatever your definition of God is, whatever your definition of angels is, whatever your definition of heaven is. But you heard this voice that was calling to you and you listened. And I imagine a lot of our listeners out there have heard this same voice or have had this same situation, but don't always listen to that guidance, that voice. So something on September 11th changed your trajectory, right? You went in a completely different path because you wouldn't be here with us today if you would have not listened to that voice and got on that first train into the Trade Center. And going up in Tower 1 on the 81st floor, that's powerful stuff. And we're going to be going to our first break here, Reg. And I know that this is emotional and revealing for you, and that's why I wanted to have you on Inspired Living Radio, because I'm sure other people can relate to what you feel even 20 years later. And when we come back from our first break, we're going to get into more depth about those signs that you were, you know, the hearing the voices, feeling that anxiousness, not noticing familiar faces on the train. So when we come back here in 2 minutes, we're going to pick this back up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 and our special guest Reg talking today about how intuition and listening to his intuition literally saved his life. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hello, listeners. We hope you're enjoying the shows here on OM Times Radio. Mark Lanehart here, and host of Inspired Living Radio. And I'd like to invite you to my morning show of inspiration, encouragement, healing, motivations, transformations, and discovering that diamond within. Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, over on the Intuitive Prospector Facebook page and my YouTube channel, Soul Adventures. Dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live, and discover that diamond within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Today, a very special show as we look back on the anniversary 20 years later of the tragic, transformative world events of 9/11. My special guest, Reg, is sharing his personal story and testimonial and how listening to his intuition on that morning by not getting on the train to go into New York literally saved his life. And one of the quotes that I also have has stuck with me for, I read a quote at the opening of the show, and another quote by David Leviathan talks about what separates us from the animals, what separates us from the chaos, is our ability to mourn people we've never met. And I know on 9/11 that I mourned people I had never met. I remember standing at the top of the World Trade Center in eighth grade, feeling the building sway with the wind. It was a very uncomfortable feeling. And I thought about that moment as the first tower came crashing down and thinking about all of the people. I was in the fire service at that time, thinking about all of my firefighter brethren and those that served in uniform, the police officers, the paramedics, everybody in the towers, those on the plane. And it really is true. It's what separates us from the animals. It separates us from the chaos that we have the ability to mourn people we've never met. And we mourn them to this day with the Freedom Tower, the memorial in Pennsylvania, the Pentagon. We mourn those that didn't move on from that day. But luckily today, we have my friend and colleague, and he's talking about how by not getting on that first train and listening to that voice. I was thinking of the commercial running, Reg, before it was a Destination Unlimited. He said, I'm the voice. And it kind of reminded me, like, maybe that's what you were kind of hearing. I am the voice. And Reg, do not get on that train. But let's continue to talk about this. I know this is your first time publicly talking about this coming out, if you will. But I also find that communications and sharing stories of tragedies helps us to understand our journey and how we can be in service to help other people, to inspire them, to encourage them, to motivate them, to keep them going. And I find that some of the most inspirational people have a very tragic, sad story that they don't share a lot. But you were standing out there on the platform, and this voice came to you, this male voice that was very calming and very soothing, and said, "Don't get on that train." And so you were starting, you know, and it's funny how in our mind, we if we hear the voice, and this has happened to me several times, is you're like, "I'm hearing voices. Have I gone crazy? Am I losing it?" And no, sometimes it's just as simple as a voice of higher consciousness, angels, whatever God is for you. Maybe it's even your higher intuition just tuning in to say, "Don't get on that train." So let's continue this conversation and this journey. Again, thanks to Reg for coming on and sharing this with us today. If you want to learn more about his journey as it's just beginning to unfold as he steps out into the public arena, you can go to signsofascending.com. I think that name is very appropriate for ascending. Even as the towers came down, those that are impacted by 9/11 rise up. You always rise up. You always ascend, whether it's in this journey of the physical life or into the next of the spiritual journey in the etheric world of whatever is heaven for you. But Reg, let's talk about after you did get on the train, what unfolded for you?
Well, I guess I should start by, you know, when people say, you know, what signs did you get or how did you feel? And I think I should define to me what that means. So after hearing that voice, you know, having both a mental reaction and I would say a very insightful reaction, you know, I just, you know, my body started to react. And, you know, sometimes when you don't listen to, you know, your heart, your mind, you know, your body is another guide or tool or modality that can kind of guide you into making decisions that are good for you. So outside of the nervousness, it's just understanding, you know, having these conversations in my head, like, you know, something is happening, like didn't really know what it was. And just taking the train into the other train to the city, you know, there's questions going on. And questions that I couldn't explain. And sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith and trust that whatever choice you make is probably going to benefit you, whether you understand it in the beginning or not. And those are the signs that I define that are symbolic to me. It's just, you know, listening to your body, listening to your mind, listening to your heart, and just being aware of maybe what kind of energies, or I would say, any energies you feel in your sphere, your presence, and just kind of sort that out and then make a better judgment on choices that are good for you. I guess not listening to that to those signs results in you making choices that are probably not good for you. So taking the other train and coming above ground and, you know, going through the days and just realizing there's a lot of activity, obviously, in the city. And then as things unfolded, you kind of realized what was happening, you know. And I would say it was a huge shift. You know, you can feel the shift of anxiousness in the city. You can feel the shift of nervousness, panic, uncertainty, fear, you name it, it's there. There's a sense of being powerless, not having answers. But at the same time, trying to find some solace in yourself and how you're doing and checking in was one of those things that you try to do during circumstances like this. You know, it's just in retrospect, it's just hard to realize the level of anxiety that's going on doing something like that.
Yeah, I can't imagine, because one, I wasn't there. I just was watching it on TV, and it's kind of, when you watch it on TV, it's not that, you know, it's horrible to watch on TV, but it's not that personal experience, the energy and what you're experiencing there, you know, at the time. And you know, we've talked about this several times about how you are the equipment, you are the antenna to pick up, you know, whether it's your, you know, your clairsentience, which is the ability to feel through the skin. Skin is the largest organ on the body. Clairvoyance, the ability to see these thoughts in your head. Now, you don't need to believe every thought that goes through your head, but trusting that, you know, that rapid heart rate, or, you know, just the differences of not even the same people on the train. And at times, even I imagine time slowed down for you. I know in a lot of traumatic events, including my own, where time seemed irrelevant, it was kind of like time stood still. And I, you know, it's been 20 years since this has passed. And, you know, what's sad is this new generation that's behind us, we're a little bit seasoned, right, Reg? They don't know what 9/11 is. They don't know what it means. They've only seen it like on television or have heard about it. And it kind of reminds me of what, you know, up to 9/11, you know, Pearl Harbor was our 9/11 moment. But I wasn't alive for 9/11 or for Pearl Harbor, so I didn't know how to experience that emotion. But it's, you know, 9/11 has stuck with us because it changed the world. It transformed lives literally in 24 hours. And I'm just glad that you listened to that voice. And I'm glad that you didn't get on that train, because it allowed you to be here today talking on Inspired Living Radio for the very first time. And we are very grateful and humbled that you would share this story with others to hear your journey of ascension, right? Because that's really what it became for you. That moment changed you when you took the free will and choice to listen to your voice, that higher voice, whatever it is for you. We don't, you know, us humans try to put a label to everything and try to, you know, have reasoning and logic to what the voice is. And sometimes that voice, it's not about the voice, it's about the choice or the free will that you took to listen to it and not get on that train. So when you emerged from the train, you said you'd missed three trains since not getting on that first one, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Right.
Yeah, so three trains had passed. Over that course of time, what had unfolded above ground?
Well, I don't know what occurred above ground. I just know that people were continuing their day and just going into the office. I thought it was kind of strange to me that I was the only one that was paying attention to what was happening on the inside and preventing me from stepping on that one train, or, you know, the same train line going into the city. You know, sometimes we all have a north compass, and sometimes we don't listen to the things that guide us. But I don't think those people that went into that train station, you know, I don't know, you know, if they eventually came back out. And, you know, my job is not to share my story to diminish anybody's choices. It's just, you know, everybody went through that experience and came out of it differently.
And that's the journey of spiritualism, right? Different perspectives.
Right.
Everybody has a different perspective to the same event. So I guess what I would ask is, when you emerged from getting off that third train, what had transpired above ground? What you saw when you got off that train? What was that time? What was going on with the towers at that time?
You know, when people say time froze, I don't recall it freezing. I just remember everything happening so quickly. You know, the first plane, the chaos. At that time, I remember there were a lot of electronic stores, and there were TVs in the windows, and everybody was fixated on what was happening. And I think issues were going on in the Pentagon. Not announced that everything was going to, you know, another plane was headed towards the towers again. So everything to me, I remember, just accelerated.
Yeah, take your time.
You know, there was just people that was trying to get to. I remember people catching cabs, just trying to get away from the downtown area. I remember there was a lot of chaos and shoving, and there were a lot of people just shocked, looking up. And then just fast forwarding as everything started progressing, personally, because I know myself, you know, I'm used to seeing vibrant colors in the city, and my spectrum of color shifted to black and white and gray, as if, you know, we lost a lot. It was a huge shift of consciousness and life lost that, you know, it changed my perspective both emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So that changed the way I was visually looking out into the world, and my color shifted from seeing vibrant colors to dark and gray.
Wow. And at this time when you had come up, were the towers still standing, or had one of them already fallen down? Or
They were. And I think, you know, in 20 years, you know, trying to remember every single thing is a little bit difficult, but I do remember the rumors of the first plane as if it was not as important. Maybe, you know, I'm not going to guess. I don't want to try to guess that. It's too significant to guess what you thought it was. But it wasn't as traumatic as you start watching the news and, you know, from the street level about the Pentagon and another plane in Pittsburgh and the second plane hitting. And after that, then everything just accelerated. You know, everybody's energy, people trying to exit. I remember trying to make a cell phone call, and this seemed to be a cellular blackout. Like, I don't remember actually trying to being able to get through on my cell phone.
Yeah, that would make sense, because they always say during a, you know, a tragedy, one of the first things to go down is the cell phone networks, the towers. And of course, we know that media loves to sensationalize, you know, through fear and, you know, hype things up. So, you know, and it just, for you being there at the street level, you know, having a personal account and looking at the colors, you know, noticing that the colors of the city, the vibrant colors, had changed and had gone to a gray or a darkness for you. And, you know, 20 years later, you know, again, we know for you, time didn't stand still, but it's just, it's really strange to me that 20 years has gone by, because you'll remember tragedies or life-changing events like they just happened yesterday. And for me, 9/11 doesn't feel like 20 years. And I know that, you know, Sandy Dahl had talked about one of the famous quotes after 9/11 was, "No day shall erase you from the memory of time." And, you know, it's a powerful 9/11 quote to remember, because again, yeah, there is no day for everybody that got up that morning, including yourself, that went into the city. No day, even 9/11, shall erase from the memory of time. Time will always be remembered with this. This is a time capsule. But it's just, it's always been kind of from a metaphysical standpoint, because we work with spirituality, we work with science, we work with metaphysics. It doesn't seem like it's been 20 years, because 2001 was the year my brothers I'd gone through a personal tragedy. And it doesn't feel like 20 years since those events. And then, you know, add September 11th to that, and it just doesn't feel like that. But today's topic, today's show topic, again, thank you to Reg for coming on and sharing these very intimate and personal details. This is not something easy to do, but I find in talking about it and sharing it with others, sharing is caring, it is transformative, and it moves us forward, all of us. It inspires us, and we love to say you are the inspired and the inspiration. And so, Reg, for you today's show, you are the inspired and the inspiration for sharing this very personal story. And again, the topic of how listening to intuition, whatever that is for you, your inner voice, your angels, your ascended masters, your, I call them that, my spiritual entourage, God, whatever it is for you, you always have the free will and choice to listen or not listen. And I personally would listen to it, because like you said, Reg, you can get yourself into a lot of trouble by not listening to it, and literally losing your life by not listening to that voice. So how long did it take the act of the signs to provide, to reveal, after you let the trains go by and the voice in your head and then surrendering to that higher calling? What really stands out to you the most after you emerged from from under the street level to the towers, to see the both towers burning? What happened after those events, the days after, you know, just as we get ready for our second final break, just share with us just a little bit about that. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about the intuition.
When you say what emerged, what do you mean exactly?
Just like on the after the towers had collapsed and you had made your way back out of the city at some point, that really began your spiritual journey into this new world of what you had gone through personally.
Yeah. Well, I definitely remember the feeling of hope throughout the city, throughout that tragedy, and the loss. People were consoling each other. There was a sense of stillness that I remember. There was a manifestation of people actually visualizing and seeing everything that happened and dealing with it. You can sense that having to be a witness of what occurred. There were feelings that people had to manage and how to digest and deal with. And that in itself is a trauma. But for me personally, it was a stillness, a calmness, almost the time when right before you say a prayer and you just close your eyes and you set the intention and you, to me, just sending best wishes to those souls that were lost. I know personally, I just know that after that event in itself, everything for me shifted. There was a definite change in me from the inside out.
Okay. So we're going to take our second break here. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about that change. And, you know, it's just a quote from President George W. Bush, the president of the time. "One of the worst days in American history, some of the bravest acts in American history. We will always honor the heroes of 9/11, and we will never forget their sacrifice." We'll be back here in just a few minutes on a special edition of Remembering 9/11 20 years later.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Very special show today as we remember the anniversary of 9/11. 20 years has passed. Our special guest Reg today talking about his personal experiences and his ascension from that day. If you do have a question, you can always post a question on our public Facebook page called Inspired Living Radio. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Inspired For Us. That is the number four, Inspired For Us. And if you do have a question, post it to the Facebook page and we'll try to answer it. If you have a question for 9/11 on myself or you want to talk to Reg, the number to call is 1-202-570-7057. That is the Ohm Times Radio call-in lines. And our producer, Chris, will put you in the waiting room and see if we have enough time to get to you. And if not, let's continue into the inspiration of 9/11. Even the smallest act of service, the simplest act of kindness is a way to honor those we lost, a way to reclaim that spirit of unity that followed 9/11. And that comes from President Barack Obama at the time of his presidency. And I think that this show is very important where the United States seems to be today and the lack of unity and having that unity to bring people together in remembrance and to have that memory. There's a show that I loved watching growing up, Reg, called The Wonder Years, and it says, you know, there's a quote from that show that says, memory is a way of holding onto the things you love, the things you are, the things you never want to lose. And that's from The Wonder Years. But let's talk about your journey now that everything is past and where you started to move forward from that day of listening to your intuition that literally saved your life.
Sure. So, you know, fast forward after, obviously, the events, right after that, you know, things were never the same, obviously. And for me, it was the constant reminder of what we lost. And each day for me became a little bit more gray for me because not knowing how to process what happened. I didn't see a therapist at the time. I started manifesting with different emotions, anxiety attacks, like most people were experiencing as well. For me, I chose, and I'm not sure why this happened, but again, following signs, that it was time for me to just take care of me. And I flipped the coin, West Coast or East Coast, and West Coast won. And within 2 months, I completely relocated my life. And with that relocation, it allowed me to get some help, bond and blend with nature, and just follow this path that I need for healing. And that meant going within and addressing more than what occurred on 9/11. It was a time for me to do some self-reflection and listen to what that voice was telling me. Each of us have a higher calling. Each of us have a north compass that we need to follow. Each of us have that quickening, that sense that we can do better, we're meant to do better. And for me, I was following that path. Not saying it worked every single time. I failed more times than I can remember. But as a human, we're supposed to fail. Not everything is perfect. Not everything is laid out for us. The part of being a human is growing and learning and developing, no matter what that development manifests to. And for me, you know, I had to go through a mental transformation, then dealing with a physical transformation. And once I was able to unlock and clearly see what my path was, then opened up a spiritual path for me. And it took a long time to accept that. You know, we go through a lot of changes in life and not everything is perfect. You know, I was, you know, hit by a drunk driver on the West Coast. And the only thing I remember was a flash of light. Don't remember anything else, but I walked away. that was another turning point for me. Mm-hmm. I kept following signs and not paying attention to what I needed to do to take care of me. And after that, things fell into an alignment. I started reading, I started meditating, I started distancing myself from people that no longer serve me. I started isolating and evolving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely find that with the spiritual path, especially after such an event like this, or trauma, a tragedy, a loss, grief, maybe a near-death experience. Everybody has a story to tell, and it's, you know, it's that literally the caterpillar going through the cocoon phase to become the butterfly. But in order to become the butterfly, it's usually a lot of pain. It's literally deliquefying itself in the cocoon, only to have great struggle to finally emerge from the cocoon. And what I love about your journey and your story, Reg, is you talked about getting help. That's a big part of the journey is, you know, when you have a spiritual awakening, you know, some in their mind think it's this big booming voice from the sky or a big burning bush. And a lot of it ends up having to be the work you need to do on yourself. The old adage, the only way out is in, or the only way out is through. And realizing that you needed to get, you know, counseling, healing, you know, I've done pretty much everything from hypnotherapy to biofeedback to grieving counseling, but to do the self-work and that healing. But another important thing that you said was getting out in nature. We have a very big disconnect as a society, as a planet, to nature. And nature is our greatest teacher. Nature is our greatest healer, our greatest inspirer, and our greatest engineer. I always, you know, credit nature for saving my life in those dark days. And I love that you got out to nature. And I'm sure that you still get out to nature even 20 years later to this day to rejuvenate, to revive, to connect, to heal. But for our listeners out there, you know, the PTSD that comes with that, the mental health that comes with that, those are things that they weren't even talking about 20 years ago that we're talking about today. And the PTSD, you know, I still have a firefighter friend that retired from the New York Fire Department, and he still to this day won't talk about some of the events that happened. You know, on 9/11, we say some gave a lot, others gave it all. And our, you know, our police, our fire, our paramedics, our first responders, that went to, as everybody was running from the towers, these heroes ran to the towers and they gave it all. And to me, that is the power of human consciousness and the power of human unity and knowing that this memory will live on and it will be never forgotten. But it also puts you on a path of transformation to find that diamond within. Because we all know in life that the only thing consistent in life is change. Life is not a linear straight path. It is a spiral. It is a circle. And I'm sure since, you know, those dark days of 20 years ago, Reg, you've had this come back to you in different ways, different reminders, different signs and symbols and synergy and synchronistic events. What would you say, since this journey unfolded for you 20 years ago, what are some things that have been brought back into your orbit or things that you become aware of that you may not have necessarily become aware of since the events of 9/11? On your spiritual path?
Absolutely. So thank you. That's a good question. I've learned definitely that I have always been different, and I now understand why I'm different. And I'm slowly releasing that trust and surrendering to what I am meant to do. And some people don't have the option or the opportunity or the knowing or the openness to understand that some of us have a higher calling to be better. And it doesn't have to mean yet to be save the world. I mean, for me, I take joy in changing one person at a time. And changing is not meaning changing who they are. It's just sometimes sharing a story, being compassionate, adding a little empathy, and showing the gift of love, and that goes a long way. And for me, as a male, being sensitive, you know, didn't happen 20 years ago. And so now I am, you know, falling into my own place, and I've learned to listen to the voices that guide me. I've learned to share that gift and try to help other people when I can. I've learned to release that ego, and just understanding that there's a bigger awareness out there than what's before us. You know, we're in a system where we are born into a systematic place where you have to work 8 to 10 hours, 12 hours, 40 hours, come home, mm-hmm. and not spend any time on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And for me, I learned that very quickly after this transformation. There is a balance. You know, you have to put yourself first. God has blessed us with one body, one soul. And to extend that as long as we can, we have to invest in ourselves.
Yeah, well said. And that's the journey, right? Because you realize, you know, we are born into a capitalistic state, that we're the only species that pays to live here, right? To buy stuff to take with us that we can't really take with us when this journey is over. And this is just a journey. You know, there's another soul adventure that awaits us, and that's what, you know, death is, you know, because there is life after death. You know it. I have known it. I've seen it numerous times. And, you know, if we learn nothing else from this tragedy, we learn that life is short and there is no time for hate. There is no time for divide. And to, you know, find a way to bring people together, to be in service. That's what Inspired Living Radio became, because trust me, 20 years ago, I did not think the tragedies that I was going through was going to later in life become a platform or a catalyst to inspire others to live their best life, to find that diamond within with the many pressures that come with life, including traumas, tragedies, sickness, terrorist attacks. You know, the list goes on and on, but you try to find the good in the day and the attitude for gratitude. And, you know, there's a quote from Deepak Chopra as we get ready to close out this show, and he said, "For me and my family personally, September 11th was a reminder that life is fleeting, impermanent, and uncertain. Therefore, we must make use of every moment and nurture it with affection, tenderness, beauty, creativity, and, of course, laughter." And I think it's a good reminder that, yeah, 9/11, even though tragic and horrible and evil, it helps us to find the good into the day, to find through love, through affection, through the beauty. And I'm sure that if you went back to New York today, you would see the colors. Those colors have returned, that healing, that newness, the Freedom Tower. I've stood at the Freedom Tower and you know, the before and after, from being in eighth grade standing in the old towers to standing, you know, years later at the new Freedom Tower. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, Reg, thank you for making a choice, because this is free will and choice, to come on Inspired Living Radio and share this very personal testimony of being in, you know, where you should have been in Tower 1 up on the 81st floor. Your intuition kicked in and said, don't take the train. You listened to it. You're telling your story today. And what I like to do for my guests is, as we get ready to wrap up, what inspires you today, or who inspires you today, Reg?
So I am inspired by people today, because I surround myself with people that are like me, those that take that leap of faith and heed that calling, those that want to make a change in how we serve our community. I'm inspired by family and friends with just the potential that we're better than people say we are. I'm inspired by people that take a risk and listen to their true self. And we're meant to evolve, and we're meant to ask questions about life. I'm inspired by those people. And I hope that the ones that are not inspired to evolve and change and grow, that this platform can just start a conversation that you are worthy of being better than what you think you are. And that sometimes it just takes a little courage.
I think I can see that in a quote, being worthy of more than what you are. I see that as a coming quote from Reg. And if you want to learn more about Reg as he starts to make his way into the public arena, this, you know, this journey for you, Reg, is going to be a big part of your story. And you can visit him at signsofascending.com. Reg, thank you so much for being a guest on today's show. You inspire me, my friend. And I love the journey and the transformations and the healing, but also, you know, the pain that we've all gone through from 9/11, and just remembering those on 9/11 that we never forget. And so we forever changed. That day we watched unspeakable acts of evil unfold, but we also witnessed incredible courage, outpourings of human kindness, fierce solidarity, and that is what will be remembered, along with the thousands of innocent souls who perished that day on September 11, 2001. We will never forget. You are a hero, my friend. I thank you for being on today's show, and I want to just say thank you to our inspired listeners for listening, tuning in. You can catch us Wisdom Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern here on Om Times Radio. You can catch the podcast on your favorite streaming platform, and we will be back next week with another special guest. Reg, thank you so much for sharing your story. We do like to say, be inspired, inspire others, and inspire before we expire. So we'll see you next time, and until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Most importantly, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live, and discover that diamond within. We'll see you next time here on Inspired Living Radio, everybody. Take care. Namaste.
Take care.